Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, let's check in. Demetrius Ivor, you there, bud?
Really, yeah. Can he add anything?
Do you think he can help us out at all? I don't know.
Yeah, well, my thunder has literally been, well, unless we get thunder snow.
Was 2011. That was something.
Yes.
Sponsored by Permaseal Basement Systems. Demetrius, yeah, Steve was just mentioning that they think this might all start a little earlier. Can you just give us kind of the TikTok of what you know so far and what we're going to be dealing with here?
Sure. So the newest information that we have from our models is, yes, the onset of the snow is probably going to be earlier, which could be problematic because as these things move, they continue to move typically. So right now it's looking like noon Thursday. If it moves, I bet it would move to 9 a.m. rush hour Thursday. So keep that in mind. Right now, though, it does look like it's going to start sometime during the day Thursday. Thursday and Friday travel will be, let's just say, very hard. It'll be crippled Friday, I think, because we are expecting snow. Another new advancement is that the snowfall numbers are down in a big way, and we knew this was going to happen. We just don't get, you know, oftentimes 12 to 18 inch snows here in Chicago. Right now, the numbers are looking kind of more, I'd say, on a safe side, I'd say 6 to 10.
Okay.
But I think as we get close to the date, it's going to probably be closer to 4 to 8, at least on this side of Lake Michigan. On the eastern side of Lake Michigan, South Bend, portions of western Michigan, lake effect is really going to get them pretty good. And right now, the numbers are still looking like over a foot for our friends there.
So if it's 9 a.m. it starts, you get 4 to 8, let's say, on this side of things. That runs through, the snow runs through Friday morning?
No, it runs through Saturday morning.
Okay.
It runs through Saturday morning. And the problem with Friday is it's going to be so windy, winds gusting to 50 miles per hour. You don't know if it's snowing or if it's blowing snow. So that's part of why travel, I think, is really going to be crippled, because there's no road crew in the world that can handle snow that's blowing from the grass on one side.
Right.
You know, it just
doesn't matter.
It doesn't, you know, yeah, you know, they can
and plow in air at that point.
Like, exactly. And temperatures are going to be too cold for rock salt. So, you know, there's nothing you can really do there. It's just Friday is going to be tough. And I know a lot of folks are going to be, you know, traveling on Friday. Friday would probably be the best day, I think, if you're heading out for Christmas. It's unfortunate, but plans need to be changed, because you shouldn't – planes, trains, automobiles on Friday, not happening.
Right.
So you've lived through a lot of these, Demetrius. We're at a watch now. When would it be elevated to a warning, or will it be?
No, it will. It will be tomorrow. It will become a warning. And there's no – and it's certain that this will become a warning. It's not even a question. And we are – you know, even though the snow numbers are down some, blizzard conditions aren't – you know, it doesn't even take much snow to create blizzard conditions.
Right.
You know, 35-mile-per-hour wind gusts, check. We're going to have that. Mm-hmm. We might double that. We're close to double that. In Detroit, they're going to be seeing 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. The visibility down to a quarter mile, that's very easy to do if it's snowing a little bit when you're talking about winds like that. And then you have to keep it for 3 hours, people get on my nerves about that one, where it's not a blizzard.
You got a stopwatch, yeah.
Yeah, it was only 2 hours and 45 minutes. And it's just like, you know what?
Let's round up.
Yeah, you stand outside and tell me, we're 15 minutes short.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that on Friday. Let's really rag on the people when they're trying to get the metrics. Yeah, so what you're saying is that you wouldn't be surprised if we see blizzard warnings. If people see that change, that doesn't mean that necessarily all of a sudden now we're going to get more snow. It just means certain conditions were checked in those boxes.
Yes, and, you know, in a blizzard, you know, the I would say good thing about a blizzard is even dogs like won't go out anymore.
Okay. So there you go.
You know, like, so
is that a blizzard criterion as well?
That's
yeah.
If you're
a person, you know, who can do 2 plus 2, you're going to look outside and say, I'll wait this one out.
Yeah.
You know,
Wanted to know how, if they're traveling south of Chicago, what's like the barrier, the gradient, how far south do you need to get out of this thing?
Well, now that's going to be problematic, because that's where they're going to be seeing ice. There's going to be something called a flash freeze south of us, maybe as far south as Atlanta. Whoa. That is where it rains and the temperature falls so swiftly that it freezes almost immediately and everything is covered in ice. So be very careful if you're traveling south. I would say get out of here on Wednesday. And I mean, you know, Wednesday lunchtime, Wednesday dinner time, hit the road. If you're going east, Wednesday lunchtime, Wednesday dinner time, hit the road. It's a rainy commute for you then. There, you're okay. If you're going south, Wednesday also, you do not want to be, especially during the afternoon and evening hours, Thursday into Friday, you do not want to be going south then, because you could be looking at some serious ice.
Okay. Demetrius Ivory, I'm in for Bob on Friday. I'll call you if we're at 2 minutes and 2 hours and 48 minutes. All right, I'll let you know.
I'm going to hop in the car 2 hours early.
Actually, don't you think, Demetrius, that'd be a great DJ stunt
for John to do?
Outside, 2:45.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, and please get in my email box where,
yeah,
where someone says, well, you know, the 1 o'clock reading was not blizzard conditions. What? I'll say I was driving in that.
Exactly. Demetrius Ivory, good to see you on 9, and always thanks for topping on here, okay?
Thank you.
Sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems.